person to blame is the person who commits the sexual assault, right? That right off the bat. Mm-hmm. Right? Victims are not to blame for their own sexual assault. I also think that if you put yourself in a risky situation, then you put yourself in a risky situation, right? We do this every day, right? Every day we make decisions about what sort of situations to put ourselves in. If I walk through a high crime neighborhood waving $100 bills above my head and then I am robbed, then it is the fault of the person who robs me. It is not my fault. But I also made a bad decision to do that. Okay, so two things can be true at once. And it is not blaming the victim to say that it's a bad decision to walk through a high crime neighborhood at night waving your wallet over your head.
Yeah.
Right? It is also not a good idea to go to parties where drinking and drugs are commonplace with a bunch of guys who are pigs.
Yes.
Right? That's just not a good idea. Now, does that relieve responsibility from the guys? 100% not. If a guy rapes you or sexually assaults you, he should be castrated or killed.